Here's something wild. Over 40% of searches today aren't happening on Google anymore. They're happening inside AI assistants like ChatGPT, Claude, and Gemini. So if your brand isn't showing up there, you're invisible to almost half your audience.
Exactly, and that's where LLM seeding comes in. This strategy involves placing your brand content in the exact formats and locations that AI language models reference when they answer questions. Think of it as planting seeds where AI actually looks.
Right. So it's different from traditional SEO. We're not chasing Google rankings anymore?
Well, SEO still matters, but it's not enough. LLM seeding focuses on content authority, structured data, and strategic distribution across trusted sources. You know, places AI systems actually pull from when they generate responses.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So what kind of content do these AI systems actually prefer to cite?
Great question. AI loves structured, factual content, FAQs, comparison tables, how-to guides, case studies, and data-driven research. Content with three or more specific data points gets cited about 2.5 times more often than general assertions.
2.5 times more. That's huge. And I've heard the conversion rates are pretty impressive too.
Oh, definitely. Many companies implementing LLM seeding are seeing conversion rates significantly higher than SEO-only approaches, often 3 times or more. Some studies show AI search traffic converts at around 18%, which actually beats paid shopping and PPC.
Wait, so small businesses can actually compete here, even against bigger brands?
Absolutely. Small businesses with focused LLM seeding strategies often outperform larger competitors in AI recommendations. What matters is being specific and authoritative in your niche. I actually worked with a client last year who was convinced they couldn't compete with the big guys in their industry. Within 3 months, they were getting mentioned in AI responses more than their Fortune 500 competitors.
That's incredible. So we're talking about a fundamental shift in how people find information. Have you ever wondered how this changes the entire digital marketing environment?
It really does. Google's share of combined search and AI sessions dropped from about 89% in 2023 to around 71% by the end of 2025. People are migrating to a new search paradigm, and most brands haven't even noticed yet.
Right. And if you're still only thinking about traditional search rankings, you're basically marketing with one eye closed.
Ha, exactly. Or maybe both eyes closed, honestly.
That point about search paradigm shifts sets up our next piece, the mechanics of AI authority. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by LLM Seeding Network, a specialized digital marketing firm helping brands get mentioned and cited by AI systems like ChatGPT, Claude, and Gemini. Their proprietary methodology combines strategic content placement, semantic optimization, and multi-platform distribution to ensure your brand becomes a trusted source AI consistently cites, serving businesses across 30-plus industries with measurable results. Learn more at llmseeding.io.
Picking up on those paradigm shifts, how do brands actually build what you'd call AI authority?
The focus is on what others say about you, not self-promotion. Third-party citations matter way more than anything you publish yourself. AI systems are trained to look for authoritative context. Think Reddit, Wikipedia, Forbes, Business Insider. Getting mentioned there builds what we call brand memory in AI models.
So AI citations are becoming more valuable than traditional backlinks?
Exactly. Backlinks help with SEO, but AI citations determine whether you even exist in AI-generated conversations. And here's the kicker. Generative engine optimization, or GEO, can improve visibility by up to 40% on generative engines. Adding citations, quotations, and statistics can boost source visibility by over 40%.
Okay, so what about the content itself? How should it be structured?
Simple sentence structure, active voice, specific language, logical flow. AI prefers content that's easy to parse. Use comparisons, best of lists, step-by-step guides, original research. Basically, anything that provides clear factual answers.
I see. That helps.
And timing matters too. You can see first results in about 60 days with LLM seeding compared to 6 months for traditional SEO. AI recommendations also have a 73% trust rate, which is pretty remarkable.
So to everyone listening, If you're still relying only on SEO, you're missing a massive opportunity. What's the biggest mistake brands are making right now?
I'd say the biggest mistake is waiting. Most brands are optimizing for Google, while their customers have already moved to AI assistants. About 36% of generative AI users have started replacing traditional search for some queries. That number's only going to grow.
Right. And there's that prediction. Gartner says traditional search volume will drop 25% by 2026, especially for informational queries.
Yeah, and here's something interesting. AI-generated answers often satisfy user queries directly, so people don't click through to websites. Click-through rates drop by over 34% when an AI overview is present. AI chatbots drive 95 to 96% less referral traffic than traditional Google search.
That's a little scary, honestly, but also why being cited becomes so critical.
Exactly. You need to be the source AI references, because if you're not, you're just not part of the conversation. Put another way, if AI doesn't know about you, your future customers won't either. And with ChatGPT alone surpassing 900 million weekly active users, that's a conversation you can't afford to miss.
So, LLM seeding, strategic content placement, authority building, structured formats, third-party mentions. That's the playbook for 2026.
That's the playbook. And the brands that start now will have a massive advantage over those who wait.
Well said. Thanks for breaking all this down. Super helpful for anyone trying to stay ahead in this wild new environment.